off the top of my head. Wisdom. Wisdom is one of the four cornerstones. And I knew wisdom was important a long time ago. And in my looking, I found out, I thought I knew what wisdom was, but the more I looked, I realized the less I really knew about wisdom and the less I had. Now, I was fortunate to get into a technique that was based on God. I did meditation, and it was more about be still and know I am God. Or you put your attention on something, not to get your own intention and your own ideas of it, but to get what God really wants you to know. And I'd meditate for hours, you know, like an hour a day minimum, but sometimes 4 or 5 hours a day, serious, no thought meditation. And I actually taught it and stuff. But what I found was I wanted wisdom, and I would meditate on wisdom all the time for years. And I would really say it helped, but, you know, 20, 30 years down the road, I looked and I said, I really don't know that much about wisdom. So I started, you can do a little search. This is a game. If you want to find out how screwed up we are about wisdom, you can go look up a wisdom, say on Google, and start listening to some of these people talking about it. And you get all these professors. They'll be talking about wisdom. And then half of them are on the other side talking about socialism or indoctrination or there is no God or there, you know, you just like, oh, wait a minute, if you've got wisdom, what is all this stuff? You know, giving very bad advice. And when I'm talking about lying advice, like, I don't know if you heard, I've done tens of thousands of hours on lie, truth detection, personality types, used to help people get unindoctrinated. Kind of boiled down to a lot to personal limitations, things that were limiting them in life. And it always boiled back to some belief that they transparently believed. And then when they saw that it was just a lie, they would, boom, it would be gone. But also developed into codependent relationships. And it developed into power craze, and you start personality types and obsessive, you know, addictive, excessive, compulsive controllers, you know. And then you get into real dangerous people like Stalins and Mao's and, you know, people who will say do anything for power. Because when you make power, fame, money, control your cornerstones, you're on a foundation that is really going to bring you woe and that reap you sow thing. But fortunately, I did have some wisdom. And here's a couple of things that you'll find if you listen to enough of these professors. They just roll and ramble about wisdom. And the truth is, they're talking about knowing. Like, you can get a PhD in psychology, or you can get a PhD in pretty much anything. You can get a PhD in racism these days, how to handle racist. Things that are just total illusions, especially when you've had as much lie truth detection, and you can test all this stuff with the lie truth detection, but it takes a long time to get skilled at it, I think. But so what they're really talking about when a lot of people are talking about wisdom isn't wisdom, it's about knowing. I think wisdom, I've looked at it for probably my best definition I've come up with is making the best choice, the best decision in the moment that has the longest, best qualities to it, you know, something that's going to last the longest, that's going to be the best, stretched out for eternity, stretched out for at least the rest of your life for the next moments, not some emotional adrenaline junkie, I'm going to jump out of a plane. That may not be the wisest thing to do at the moment. I've had friends killed who are adrenaline junkies. Some reason my dad taught me to look at both sides of an equation rather than just follow your emotions. And that was fortunate. That's kind of like what wisdom is. So it's not about knowing. It's about what you do with what you know. And I would say test all things, because some of the things that you think you know and are really sure about are not real. They're illusions. They're lies. And like now in this world, a lot of them's indoctrinated lies. People who know they weren't lies put them together in a way to indoctrinate you to believe something that wasn't true. Now, if you think that your knowing surpasses wisdom or testing all things, well, you're wrong. It's that simple. It's kind of like, if I jump off this cliff, am I going to float? Well, I don't know. I think I'll just try. Well, the chances are you're not going to make it. I had friends killed in mountain climbing accidents going up drunk. Now, that's not smart going up when there's weather coming. That's not wise. It's not even common sense. But, that adrenaline addiction will do it. That power for power, that lust for money, that lust for power, that lust for control. Have you ever looked two steps down the road when you're going to go ruin somebody's life for so you can make something? I mean, look what Stalin and Lenin and those guys did. They murdered millions of people. Mao murdered, they say, 70 million. And some people say he did twice that. For what? And, like even when Dalai Lama went to meet Mao, he goes, "Oh, this guy is like evil." It scared him how evil that guy was. And he guess where he learned how to murder all those people? He studied Stalin. Now that is not wise. I mean, that's not anybody with any common sense or with any knowledge would know that's not wise. So why would you support a slavery system, a system of slavery and indoctrination? Why not go to somebody who's higher, who thinks more, who puts things together, who bases things on love and truth and wisdom? And of course, if you're going to do that, you want to go to God because he's the core of love and truth and wisdom and good things. So I meditated on wisdom for years and years. And then finally, I started realizing it's that choice thing. And I still feel like I'm kind of an amateur at wisdom, but I do believe in testing all things, not just believing them. And when I first learned, got that voice tone biofeedbacks and the psychological stress evaluators and the other techniques and methods for learning truth, lie detection, I turned it on myself. And I found out I believed a lot of things that weren't true. My whole kind of core values kind of collapsed and morphed and went, "Oh, I thought this was real, and it's not, it wasn't even real at all." It was because my brother tortured me when I was young. I thought I was a middle kid, and I thought that I was kind of being left alone. And there's even some other things. And then I started having some profound experiences of Jesus, and I had a near-death experience. Whether I was dead or not doesn't matter, but I, like Paul, had an experience where he was really out to destroy these people, and God knocked him off his horse in front of people and talked to him. I hadn't experienced that kind of power. And for somebody to tell me there's no God, or because such and such a psychologist or such and such a philosopher said that, is just like, that's not wisdom. That's knowing, and you, a lot of things we know are not true. So I'm saying you've got to start testing, looking inside and seeing what's real and what's not. And you've got to develop a relationship. This is wisdom with the source of truth, with God, with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus. Develop a relationship with him. Start by saying, "I don't even know if you're true. I just want," but may it's got to be sincere. It can't be, "Oh, Joe told me that you're not there, so I'm not going to ever even look." Or Marx, he came out, he got abused in some religious setting, and so he hated God. Somebody who hates God, or somebody lost a daughter and they're blaming God for being mad at God. Well, I think you ought to go to God to find out what really happened there, because what you're going to get is a distortion if you get it from a man, if you get it from anywhere except the truth. And then once you start getting that reality fixed, then you start, you're just starting, because you say, "Wow, I lie to myself and I believe these lies." And again, I'm coming from talking truth lie detection, because there's a part of you that knows that. So when you start testing your own truths, take out your own truth box and say, "Is this really true? Should I really be a socialist and try to enslave the world with this thing? Or should I really be a multimillionaire capitalist and make that my goal in life, my whole focus and goal? Is that wise? Is that really true wisdom?" Well, go to the source, start develop, and that's kind of like what these cornerstones, faith, trust, love, and wisdom, to start going to God and saying, "Hey, I need your help. I need your input. I don't even know if you're real. I want you to communicate with me." But it's got to be come from your sincerest part, not just a force or a talking to the wind, but look inside and say, "What's real? What's really true? What's this choice going to do for my life? Why am I making this choice? Some controlling person wanting you to invest their money with them?" Well, that may not be the best thing for you. That may not be the wisest thing. You know that maybe they've got a good pattern and they've got a lot of money, but maybe they're investing in things supporting, I don't know, child trafficking, slavery, murder, corrupt politicians, and you want to get into that game, remember, you do reap what you sow. And don't even believe that. Test it. Go back and look. See what you're really putting out. Test things. And I think you start coming to a thing of wisdom that without God, it's pretty lost cause. And then you start developing some faith and some trust. And when you come into contact with God, you'll start experiencing a love that you beyond anything man has ever comprehended. This is a love that so far exceeds man's most good definitions of love that it's just, it's definite. Now that's worth seeking, that love. And he says it's an unemotional response to God. So love isn't a feeling like they try to show you on Hallmark or Hollywood or, you know, these commercials where, oh, smile and jump and dance and that's the key to life. No, that's not the key to life. True love is an unemotional response to the Father, the God, the creator of all things, beyond anything you can think and willing to communicate with you directly and to teach you wisdom if you ask in truth. So that's the game I'm talking about. That's what I would recommend you do. And if you don't believe in God, just start going to what's really true and what's really not. And if you really pursue that avenue, you're going to run right into God. What's real true? What's real love? What's real wisdom? So it's kind of like a catch-22. I want to trap you and trap you into a good path, a path that leads directly home. And I'd say take a shortcut. Go to God first and say, hey, I'm going to keep going. This was my arrogance. I'm going to keep going until you talk to me. And he did. But it was, I was kind of, when I look back, I was going, God, you went through all my arrogance. I said, I don't care what these preachers say. I don't care what this book says. I read the book 5 times. I go, I want you to directly talk to me. I don't want a bunch of words. I don't want some minion in between who thinks he knows what he's doing here. Because I found tons of pastors who think just like, you know, a Marxist thinks he's right, but they don't really know God person to person. So that's the key. Get to know yourself, your depths of your reality, and get to know God person to person. Get to know him as the creator of wisdom, the creator of trust, the creator of faith, the creator of love. The scripture says without faith, it's impossible to please God. Okay, God, here I am. I don't know if I have enough faith. And he's got a sense of humor. He reaches with me with humor. So he'll reach you the way you need him to reach you because of the way you'll accept. Sometimes you got such a tiny little door to truth because you think you know everything. And these school systems, thank God they're starting to break apart because lies don't work. Indoctrination doesn't work. And I spent many years breaking people from indoctrination. And that's what this is about, breaking you from the indoctrination that you may have received. And you might not like it. You might shut it off. You might hate it. But I guarantee there's a part of you who's going to remember this and go, oh my, there really a God? Is there really a truth? There's really something beyond my limited thinking, my images, my ideas, my depressions, my sorrows. There's something bigger and better. Well, I think I'm going to put that as number one. And wisdom's a good thing to put number one, real wisdom. And don't take my word for any of this. Test it and hold fast to that which proves not only true, because there's really bad things that prove true, but test it and hold fast to that which is true and good. With that, God bless you, and may wisdom fill your life and all the things you do. In Jesus' name, amen.